Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I've got a fun...
round of applause.
I've got a fun crowd here, I can tell. We're going to have fun today. I'd like to keep you here for less than an hour and a half. Is that okay?
Yeah.
For all of our sake?
Yeah.
The day is winding down. Have you guys learned a lot today?
Yeah.
You guys want to learn about something new in real estate? I don't know if getting old is new, but we're going to talk about it today. I've got a prize. It's something called Skyline Chili that I got to have for the first time in my life yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a $50 gift card. So I want to play a game with you guys. You got to be quick to win this game, okay? What one thing can you do to your house that the value of it is higher than the cost?
Landscaping.
Who said landscaping? Up to how many dollars? $1,500 is the answer. I thought somebody was going to say bathroom, and then I was going to make a Skyline joke, and nobody yelled out bathroom. Here you go, sir. Landscaping up to $1,500 is the only that and a front door. Guys, if you put a deck on your house, how much, a $10,000 deck, how much value did you add to your house? About 60 cents on the dollar. We're going to learn why that's important today. My name is Philip Vincent. I am a senior transition specialist. What does that mean? Right? You guys are in this room, you're investors and realtors, right? Realtors? So am I. I'm both of those things as well. But for the next hour, I'm a senior transition specialist. We love the word investor in this room, right? It's all over our Facebook pages. We show our checks. In the senior world, all they hear is, doo-doo. Doo, what is that noise? Thank you. A shark, right? You see behind me, I've been on a lot of podcasts. Back in 2014, I was on a podcast called Bigger Pockets. Have you guys heard of that one?
Yes.
Kind of big, right? What's wrong with their name? Is that loving? Is it self-interested?
Yeah.
It's the biggest podcast in our world, right? And it's not right for what we do. Being an investor and trying to break into the senior living world is very hard to do. And being a realtor might even be worse, because that's the way they've been trying to fix this problem for the past 35 years. So I am a senior transition specialist. I want to show you what that means for you guys today and how we can work together. Hi, Ben. Where's Ben at in the back? Ben's my partner. We are building nationwide leads from the senior living industry that come through our system. And why I'm in front of you right now is we need help. I work my St. Louis market, but I don't and I can't be everywhere all at once. So that's why you guys are here. I want to find out if you're a good fit. Yes, sir. If you have a seat next to you, come on in. I was hoping for a full house. Front row is pretty close. Come on, ladies. Gentlemen. Guys, I'm not a presenter, so I'm not slick. I will never tell you to run to the back of the room, right? That's not going to happen today. I'm in the hugs and kisses business. So I will give you a hug, even if you have a mask on. So I'll give you a hug. That's a good time to ask this. Is anybody gone through recently or going through right now the transition from your parent from their forever home into senior living? Anybody going through that right now?
No.
Recently. How did it go?
Slowly.
Well, very rocky.
Very rocky.
But then I'm not saying recently. I was 15 years ago. Which we were further behind than we are today.
That's true. And you know, today with Mom's House, we're trying to shine a big bright light on the families that there is options for them to make this easier transition. But today I'm going to wipe out the notion that you have to spend thousands of dollars a month on your marketing to make your phone ring with leads. Is anybody tired of their direct mail campaigns not doing what it used to? Does that sound familiar? Is anybody just giving up on marketing because it's not working like it used to? Who told you that you had to spend thousands of dollars a month to be successful at real estate? Does this look like your current marketing budget? This training is for real estate investors that want to do it a different way. The silver tsunami, right? You're going to hear me say that quite a few times today. It's happening right now, and it's going to last for the next 20 years. How long are you going to be in real estate? Next 20 years, maybe, right? Sounds good. If your whole business is based on text message blasting, are you worried right now about what your business looks like? I don't think today is a good time to put out a lot of money, right? I remember back in the day, guys, I've spent millions of dollars on marketing. That you drop that mail, you know when it hits because you get all the phone calls, take me off your list, right? You know when your mail hits. You know that. If you've done it, you know. Are you proud of the business you're building, right? Guys, if I show you a way to work less hours than you are right now, to make your phone ring, drive your marketing budget down to zero, would you guys take me up on that opportunity? So who is this for? That's me in Vieques. I used to live in Puerto Rico. I live a life by design. I talk to about 10 families a month, and I buy 3 or 4 houses. With my average profit in St. Louis, about $17,000. You can do that math, right? With no marketing budget, I work about 10 hours a week. What life are you building? That's the question. So who is this for? This is for real estate investors who want a different way. The problem right now is all real estate investors use the same marketing tactics, right? The word lemmings, does that come to mind? Do you guys ever do a direct mail campaign that sounds like this? Over the age of 65, have lived there at least 20 years, and has equity. But why would you send to that list? Right? It's in the hopes that they're going to need to transition out of that house. Today I'm going to show you a way that they're literally going to raise their hand and say, hey, the doctor told me we have to move mom out of the house. I deal with adult children. I'll call her daughter Judy. And she needs help. When competition increases, what happens to your bottom line? Do you ever feel like you're only as good as your last marketing ad spend? Guys, if you turned off your marketing today, how long would it be before your phone stopped ringing? Do you ever think about that? Did you get into real estate to buy houses or to be in the marketing business? If you're in it very long, you realize we're in the marketing business, right, guys? Today we're going to talk about how relationships with the right people in senior living can replace that. And I hope that's exciting because I've been doing real estate 23 years. Mom's house was born out of laziness, and people always laugh when I say that, but it's because I hate working crappy leads. I hate it. I won't do it. But these families that I get to help, I get to see the weight come off of their shoulders. And so I have a very fulfilling business, and I'm a real estate guy, right? I love to buy houses. Let's be clear about that. So who is this for? This is for people that want their leads to come in like this. You see the top left here? That's Jeff and Sharon. They are placement agents. Does anybody know what a placement agent is? Nobody. Wow. You do as well. Of course you do. What does a placement agent do? Okay. They're like a real estate agent for the senior living world. You help them find the right place. Guys, if you get a text right now on your phone from your brother or sister that says that mom fell again, she's going to be fine after the surgery, but in 3 weeks she can't move back home, what do you say out loud? What bad word do you pick? Families that get along don't get along during this time. They have to make a really hard decision really quickly. And I'm going to teach you about, I look at daughter Judy as the golden egg that we're all looking for, but she's spread out all over the country, right? She's spread out. I'm going to teach you today about the golden goose that keeps laying those eggs consistently. I don't know the lifetime value of my relationships yet in senior living because I'm still doing deals with them. I'm in my 11th year. So let's go back to that. That was Jeff and Sharon. Hey, Philip's going to buy your house. Philip's the guy to call. No realty commission, no closing costs. You don't have to figure out how to fix it up. You get your money months quicker. They put me on a pedestal to say, this is the guy that takes care of the house and the stuff. Could you imagine if the mailman came up to your door with those 38 postcards for your property you own outright? You know, you guys have those, right, if you own properties outright? And says, don't call these 37, call this one person. That'd be pretty cool if the mailman did that, right? But the mailman, think how less important the mailman is than the person that you're getting your mom's end-of-life care from. That direction. You're helping your mom choose her true forever home. A warm referral from someone in senior living is the warmest transfer that I've ever found in 22 years of real estate. This is a great business for good people. And it's not a good business if you're very transactional and don't care about others. If you can't put people first, this is not the right business for you. I like money too, guys. Let's be clear here. I do. But I've learned to put people first, and that has brought me the business that I want. I heard him say when he announced me, this is a, there was a term, it was, I've narrowed my focus, right? Or narrowed this niche down. Let's talk about how narrow this is. I'm being sarcastic there. 7 out of 10 Americans over the age of 65 are going to live in some sort of assisted care before they pass away. 7 out of 10. That's not the minority, guys. Before they qualify for things like Medicaid, the family has to spend down their assets before they can qualify for them. Right? So why is that good for us, the real estate investor? Anybody here work probate leads? They're my second favorite leads. And let's talk about why. If mom has passed away, and me or brother and sister, we're going to fight for every dollar because it's our inheritance. When mom moves into senior living, nobody's mad at Nana that she has to move into senior living. What they get for the house is, I'm not going to say irrelevant, but it kind of is, because here's why. Whether they get 96 grand or 88 grand or 98 grand for the house, that money's going to sit in an account and be spent down until it's gone. Then after that, Medicaid kicks in. So it's only going to come down to who they know, like, and trust. You should write those three words down. Know, like, and trust. It's really easy to get known, right? But do people like and trust you? Does your We Buy Houses Cash, Cash Money Home Buyers LLC, investor, are we betraying to the world that we are there to help? Guys, there's about 8,200 houses a day being sold like this. So I want to share this with you guys. I've been doing real estate a long time, 22 years. I will not bore you with that story. But for the past 11 years, I've been doing this senior transition, and I did it wrong out of the gate. I walked in the front door, which is probably what some of you think I do, is walk in the front door of these communities and say, hey, I'm Philip, I'm an investor. I buy houses from old people moving into nursing homes. Is that what you guys think I do? So what I did back in 2011, lovingly people pulled me to the side and said, hey, dummy, stop saying those things like that. We have a saying in our office, no, the F word will not be tolerated. Not that F word, the word facility, right? Do you want to take your mom to a facility or a community? Which one sounds better?
Community.
Thank you. Do you have to have a real estate license to do what I do?
No.
Not at all. Does it help? Sure. To some it matters. To me it doesn't. In fact, I would say right now, guys, if you're just getting started in real estate and you don't really identify as an investor or a realtor, I probably have an easier time with you because I don't have to unlearn all the investor-realtor talk. There's no inventory, right, guys? It's what you guys tell me, right? There's no inventory, right? There's plenty of inventory, there's no inventory.
Overwhelming inventory.
There's no inventory, right? But yet the Wall Street Journal puts out this article recently. It says, okay, boomers, who's going to buy your 21 million houses? Half of the real estate in this country is owned outright by boomers and older. When you think about it, guys, you've been buying houses from seniors already, right? If you're active in this business, you've been buying houses like this. You just haven't systematized it yet. We don't buy a lot of houses from 28-year-olds, but we buy a lot of houses from 82-year-olds, right? So there's no inventory, you tell me. But yet, over the next 20 years, these 21 million houses are going to need to be sold. I hope you know the guys with the right training, you should get in front of that funnel of leads. That's a million opportunities a year, yet there's no inventory, right? And that's why I love this industry. I get to help people. I don't work a lot of hours, and I make a good living. I want you guys to really think about the life you're building as much as the business you're building. I subscribe to that life and air model. Do you guys know that? Build the business you want and then the life you want and the business around it. If you don't take me up on this, that's fine. You'll be on the outside looking in. Because a wise man once said, you're going to work in senior living whether you want to or not, so you might as well embrace it. That sound familiar, Isabel? 10 years ago, we spent $20,000 a year on the Yellow Pages advertising. You guys ever do that? You've been around that long? But today we don't spend any money on that. So why is that? Things change, right, guys? So I want you to embrace something that has not much competition. Normal investors are not going to take the time to go build these, I lovingly call them oil wells, right? My relationship's pump, Philip, next deal, boom, boom, boom. They're an oil well. when investors do talk about this business, a lot of times they're talking about taking a single family home and turning it into a residential assisted living community. Can I be clear right now? That's not what I do. There's great training. You know, the Greenos, they have great training on that. I augment that business because every person moving into those communities, big box or small, that's the flashpoint of when the family needs to sell the house to unlock the equity to pay for care. This is a little known niche that's hidden in plain sight. We're at a convention right now networking together, right? There's just as much networking happening in senior living than just like there is in real estate. You just haven't looked for it yet. The biggest difference, I'll tell you right now, how many checks do you think we've seen this week? We show our checks in this business, right? In this investor room. I've been networking in senior living for over 11 years. I've not seen one person's check yet. Follow what I'm saying there? They're not showing their checks. So who is this for? This is for people that want a clear plan on how to build a business, how to get started, to have leads come to you where you don't have to have a marketing budget. Does this look like your marketing plan right now? I want you guys to stop. Stop making this business so hard. It's one of my favorite quotes. Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. Right? Your marketing budget can be zero. You can be the only one in your market working these leads. And it's something you can be proud of. I'm not going to bash this too much, but when's the best time to put out bandit signs? Anyone? Late at night? And why is that? So you won't get caught by the cops. You put your cell phone number on there, right? On bandit signs? What do you put on a bandit sign? A burner. Burner. What's burner phone mean? No, I know. A burner phone, right? So you don't get caught by the cops. Is text message blasting just spam, really? It is. Are you proud of the business you're building? Right? You guys, we're coming up on Thanksgiving, right? Do you want to tell your brother-in-law that you do bandit signs at 3 in the morning? Or do you want to tell them that you work with seniors during one of the worst times of their life, right? It's something sustainable. Man, let's talk about that for a second. I don't sit there and worry about my ad spend because I don't have one anymore. But I remember those days where I sure got to go from $5,000 to $10,000, $10,000 to $15,000. I sure hope I get that back, right? What do we always say to ourselves? Man, I'll spend $10,000 on that if I just get one deal. Does that sound familiar? Why do we need you guys? Ben and I are building these national relationships, right? I focus on the investor world, and Ben focuses on the national relationships. We're working with big companies. We'll go over a few of those here in a second. But we need your help to help serve those families that are transitioning out of their forever home into assisted care. I can't be everywhere at once, right? I'd like to be. You heard Pete, if you guys were there last night, he said, I don't do my trainings via Zoom because I am in the hugs and kisses business, right? And so I don't want to be a virtual wholesaler for what I do. I don't believe it's the right way. I want boots on the ground, but yet I don't want to have 600 employees running around this nation, right? That's why I'm in this room right now, guys, to see if you might be a good fit for this. Our leads are coming in nationwide. We work with companies just like this. NPRA is a National Placement Referral Alliance, Alzheimer's Association, Caring Transitions. There's honestly like 20 others, but we just put those up there, some big names. So what is a senior transition specialist? What do they do? They're someone that builds relationships with key stakeholders in senior living. Daughter Judy is really hard to find on her own because a lot of times they live 400 miles away from the parents. I don't have a marketing budget that's so big that I can brand myself nationwide, right? Not yet. So I'm looking for those golden geese that lay those golden eggs. A senior transition specialist is someone that helps seniors and the adult children of seniors through a very difficult time to unlock that cash out of their home to pay for care. When you take your mom to senior living, do you take her to the cheapest one you can find or the most expensive?
The best.
You know, this place we're staying at kind of looks like a ski lodge, right? There's senior living communities that look just like that. That have massage rooms and all these things that are $12,000 a month. Oh, sorry, I go too far. Thank you. Thank you. Those places are there for our own guilt, right? It's the most expensive, so it's got to be the best care, right? Unfortunately, it's not even close to that case. I learned something the other day that scared me. The big box communities teach their care workers to not make relationships with the people there. And why? Because if Betty is the best caregiver, and she's loved by 30 people, and Betty decides to move across the street, she might take 30 people with her. So they teach them not to make relationships with our mothers and fathers. How pathetic, right? A senior transition specialist is someone that buys houses from these families. I want you to be that solution. We're going to learn a little bit today about the stuff. You need to have solutions for the stuff. When you buy someone's forever home, their belongings is a lot of times a bigger deal than it is for the house. That is where all their memories are. A senior transition specialist is someone that works with my buyers nationwide. We have hedge funds buyers that are looking for houses nationwide. So if you're saying, Philip, this sounds great, but I don't have credit and I don't have cash, that's okay. If you want to just wholesale into my national network of trust funds, hedge funds, private money, private buyers, that's fine. So why become a senior transition specialist? You can set your own hours. Guys, write this down. It takes about 3 to 5 hours a week at the beginning to start building these relationships. I didn't give you a full-time job right there, right? This is something that can augment just about anybody's lifestyle. Everyone I work with is thankful. You guys ever work divorce cases? Somebody's mad at Nana that she's moving into senior living. They're just trying to help, right? Even probate. Somebody's died. With what I do, yes, there's a lot of pressure going on and a lot of, you know, angst about what to make good decisions, but they're thankful to work with me. And when they position me as the guy to go to, I'm the first piece of good news that they got in a minute. And we'll go over that in a second here. There's really no limit of the income you can make. I want to be clear about the St. Louis market. There's about 200 communities in St. Louis, and I probably know 10 of them after 11 years. It's just because I got to enough business, and I was like, okay, I'm fat and happy, right? So I barely scratched the surface in St. Louis in 10 years. It's something that's sustainable. Once you build these relationships, unless people stop getting old, and right? I say that tongue-in-cheek. If that stops, that'll stop me, but it's not the way it is. It's a sustainable business in the fact that these relationships, they're going to stay in senior living, and if you're a tool for them, they will continually bring you those deals. We're going to look at some numbers here in a second about how big this silver tsunami really is. It's growing like no other sector in real estate. Would you like to be first to market for a change with something? Don't come back a year from now and be like, well, that guy told me about it then, right? I'm not an educator, guys. I'm not a trained speaker. We do these education classes just to build out our nationwide trusted network. In a couple years, I will not be an educator because we're actually in the leads business, right? I want to transfer the best leads in real estate to my trusted national network of buyers. Become a senior transition specialist because it's a fulfilling way to do this job. Do we need more good in this world right now? I know we do. It's a great business. There's multiple profit centers. We'll go over some of those today as well. And it's something to be proud of. Did you guys know that moving mom into a senior living community, why do I keep saying mom, by the way? Anybody want to guess?
She lives longer.
7 to 1. Even if dad's the one that's still alive, they always say, what are we going to do with mom's house? Right? She ran everything. That's why it's called mom's house. On average, it's about $6,000 a month. Think about your mom right now. My parents are $3,000 in pension. So what would happen if I had to move one of them in? Am I calling my brother saying, hey, we're splitting this? What would you do? What would you do, right? Some families have a lot of money in the bank, but most do not. Most have to sell the house to pay for care. The families have to liquidate before they can qualify for things like Medicaid. And guys, our parents are all getting older, but this usually comes about because of a sudden occurrence like a fall. We were just talking to somebody earlier today. She basically told me the whole mom's house stereotypical story is exactly what she's going through right now. And I go, yeah, that's it. That's the story. You know something crazy? The communities don't actively help. I had a training in my office 2 months ago. The guy owned 4 residential assisted living communities. He was in senior living. He said that he had 4 people come in that month. 3 of them said, we have to sell the house before we move mom in to pay for care. He said, go call a real estate agent, and when you get that figured out, come back and see me. My head almost exploded. He sent business away that he could have probably made 100 grand on those three deals and served his own community. That's why he was at my training, right? To learn that. Communities are in the care business, guys. That's a care business. They're not in the real estate business. They honestly think realtors are the only option, right? I think you guys probably still face that today when you tell people what you do. They're like, oh, you buy foreclosures? You ever hear that one? No, that's not what we do at all. You guys want to write down a sentence that'll make you hundreds of thousands of dollars? I'll give it to you right now. Do you ever have a situation where they want to move mom in, but they can't until they get the house sold? That's usually met with a chuckle. They're like, Phil, yeah, every day, that's what we do here. Are you working with anyone that's going through that right now? I ask for the sale on the second sentence I say to people. We're close to Kentucky, so I know there's a lot of horses around. What's going on in this picture, guys? What's the term? What's this called? We're going to focus on the quarter right now. John's gross, but quarter's bad too. Those are four horses. That's daughter Judy in the middle. That's her life when I help her. Top left is mom. That horse on the top left is mom. You just took her out of her forever home. Can I please go home, daughter Judy? She just had hip surgery. You think she's doing good on all the medicine she's on? Do you think she's getting acclimated? Do you think she's having a good time? Do you think she's sad? Do you think she's a bit cantankerous? Top right is the community. This place is $8,500 a month. How are you going to pay us? Fill out all this paperwork. Bottom right is the brothers and sisters. By the way, daughter Judy, we used to call her daughter Karen, but Karen's had a rough year and a half. Sorry, any Karens out there. I love you. Daughter Karen still exists, though. You know who daughter Karen is? That's the sister who lives across the state that's questioning every decision that daughter Judy makes. Daughter Judy can't do no right. She can't. Her brother has got his head in the sand about everything. Mom's not doing as bad as you say they are. Here we are close to Thanksgiving, guys. There's always a pop during the holidays, right? Daughter Judy's usually the one that lives in town that takes mom to all the doctor's visits and knows what's really going on. The brother in North Carolina flies in. The sister, Karen, comes in. And over Thanksgiving, they say, maybe we need to start talking about this. And then by Christmas, they say, okay, let's start looking for some places. Bottom left-hand corner is daughter Judy's wife and kid, or husband and kids. Daughter Judy's life didn't stop just because mom had to move into senior living. And that needy husband's at home going, hey, when are you going to come back home? Right? Daughter Judy's work hard to run their houses. And they're being pulled in four different directions. They've been getting a lot of bad news lately, right? Mom fell down, had to have a surgery, has to leave her forever home. The place we picked out is $8,500 a month because we want the best for our mom. The realtor comes in and says, clean this place out. Do this list of rehab before we list it so we can hit that Zillow number, right? Daughter Judy's having a tough time. So when I walk in and say, take your heirlooms, pick your date you want to close, here's how I got to my price. It's what the industry needs. It's where the leads are, guys. Now, every house we go by looks just like this, right? That's what they look like, right? You ever see a house on crack? If they all look like this, we wouldn't have much to do, right? But the houses we buy kind of more look like this. What do you guys see in this picture? A hoarder. What do you call a hoarder that you like? An aggressive collector. Write that down. Mom wasn't really a hoarder. She was a bit of an aggressive collector. It's a nice way to say it. When the realtor walks in, they say, clean this place out. Guys, I don't want to rehab a house on the other side of St. Louis, let alone if I lived in St. Louis and mom was in Cincinnati. Could you imagine trying to do a rehab from that far away? Now, what do you have to do before you rehab? You have to clean this place life. I like that you said that. From treasures to trash, right? The value of something is in that family. I'll give you a crazy stat about St. Louis. I know a lot of downsizing companies. The average sale produces about $3,000 to $5,000 in revenue, the estate sale. The cost to put that sale on is between $3,000 and $5,000. So did I just say their stuff is worth zero? I think it's worse than that, actually, because of the time and effort it took to get there. When I talk to daughter Judy and the house looks like this, they want to, well, remember the horse, the bottom right-hand corner, the brothers and sisters? They're so worried about not letting them show up and get their tchotchkes out of the house. I don't want mom mad at me or the brothers and sisters and you. Guys, these families can't decide on who's going to get mom's skillet. Do you think they can do a rehab together? Think about that. The realtor walks in and says, clean this place out, do this list of rehab items before we list it. That's where mom's house was born. We take that away. Those three pieces of bad information, and I walk in and give her a piece. I'm not going to say a hero. That's way too grandiose for what we do. But you gave them some good news in a time when they need some good news. I see the weight come off of their shoulders. Now, every house is not always an aggressive collector, right? Or hoarded out. And there's different levels of that. Is this house retail ready?
No.
That guy was a surgeon. His house was 11,000 square feet. It was awesome. I got my heart was racing walking through it. Just so many cool things. His daughter, though, what I'll never forget, was what she told me about that stuff. He probably had $1 million worth of stuff there, guys. And she said, Phil, I can't even look at it. My dad was never like this until mom died 17 years ago. And he's been retail therapy, buying these things. Everything in that house only reminds me of my dead mother. Right? How many senior living communities are in your town right now, guys? Have you looked it up? St. Louis is over 200, and I know about 10 of them. People always say, Phil, I want to own the whole state of Utah. And I'm like, pump your brakes. Let's help some people. I teach something called 20 is Plenty. That got its name because if you just have 20 relationships, of the right relationships, that know, like, and trust you, you can do 20 plus, 20, 30, 40 deals a year like I do and have consistently for over 10 years. I don't know if you guys have seen Ben and Jessica's shirt. It said 10K a day. Anybody want to tell me what the 10K a day is? It's up there. 10,000 a day, people are turning 65. But even crazier is that 12,000 people, 15,000 people are turning 75 every day. That's closer to what moving into that senior living. Long-term care spending, LTC, in 2012 was $219 billion. By 2040, it's going to be $346 million. Here's a visual representation of what the silver tsunami is, and look at what it's doing. In 1960, guys, about 1 million females and 1 million males in the United States. But by the year 2060, that's pretty far away, right? Are we thinking about 2060 yet? I'm not. Look at the size of that growth of what's happening, especially with females. Those boomers got to booming, right? They made a lot of babies. And here's the culmination of that. It's such a big problem that the government is trying to take away the 1031 exchange. Have you guys read about this?
Mm-hmm.
To use it to pay for your niece to take care of your grandma at her house, because the longer they can keep them in the house, the better it is. I'm sure an actuary said, hey, we got to keep them in their houses longer. Because the government's scared as well. Right? They don't know where this money's going to come from. What I do is perfect for today. I mainly work from home. I network about 3 to 5 hours a week at the beginning. Once you build the amount of relationships you want, then it's just a matter of maintaining relationships the way you like to do. I like to go to Topgolf. I like to go grab a beer. If I haven't said this yet, the people you're going to network deal with life and death every day. They kind of have a dark, twisted sense of humor, and they like to drink a lot. So if you like to drink, this might be perfect for you. I'm not saying that you have to drink. I'm saying it helps. If you sell back into my national network, you don't have to have cash or credit to do this job, right? You're not the doctor who gave them the bad news. You're not the finance director who told them how expensive that place was. You're not the clean-out company that basically we find out dad's stuff is worth zero. You're not the realtor that said, clean this place out and rehab it, right? You get to be something different. Lisa, she's out of Wisconsin. There's usually a video here, but I'll just give you the gist of it for time's sake. She used the line, do you ever have a situation where you want to move mom in? You know, to hear my students repeat my lines with success, you know, it makes my heart always happy. But in this particular case, she was standing in a house that she had just rehabbed for the family, and their caveat was, hey, when you get it rehabbed, can we come back in and see it? You're buying people's forever homes, guys. I'm grateful that I get to buy people's forever homes. That's a big deal. I take that as a big responsibility. I don't walk in and go, I'm going to tear that wall out. That's an ugly color. Right? But that's what our competition does. When I'm in the house, I'm hardly ever talking about the house. Right? I'm talking about the person. They're going to tell me everything I need to know. Our leads are coming in nationwide, guys. We need you to be part of this. I want to plug you guys into this proven system. Don't fear failure, but just fear being in the same exact spot you are right now. Right? How many people I talk to that say, I spend $500 a month on marketing, and I don't get the results I want. Right? You got to get in all the way on the spending the money, or you got to build relationships. You got to pick one. At least with mine, you can build something sustainable that those leads will stay with you for a lifetime. Back in 2011, I had the desire to find those best leads because I was challenged with, hey, for every deal we get via direct mail and all these other sources, can we start to get one via relationships? And what I saw about building relationships with real estate agents and wholesalers was that you could get deals from them, but it was hard to stay relevant with them for more than a couple years before they started seeing the profits that I was making or they just outgrew me, right? In senior living, it's the exact opposite. The placement agent gets to stay in their lane. I get to stay in my lane. The elder care attorney stays in his lane. I stay in my lane. They use me as a tool to help them make more money with the clients they already have. It's big returns for small effort. That's my wife and kids right there. It's weird to be at a water park without my wife and kids, right, being here. We usually go to Great Wolf's Lodge. But we have a really great life. And it's a life by design, guys. It didn't happen to me. I went out and I made it happen. And I'm showing you this system is the catalyst that got me there. Right? The pre-probate flashpoint system. Why is it called flashpoint? It's the moment that they know that they have to sell the house. In direct mail, when you start mailing someone, you have to leave it on, right? You spray and pray. They tell you never turn off your direct mail. That's how you get it to work. Because you're spraying and praying that that's the right moment. This system means they're going to raise their hand and say, now is the exact right time. You get to be the solution for the families. You get to be the solution for the communities. Guys, they're paid on occupancy. Just like you guys own rentals here. How many have rentals? Everyone. A senior living community is just a giant multifamily with a bunch of care, a bunch of overhead costs. That's what it is. They care about occupancy just like you guys do about your own rentals. Everyone you meet cares about occupancy. There's people out there in senior living world that brag, we help mom move in 3 days quicker. 3 days apparently is a big deal. They're bragging about it. We help them move in months and months quicker. The average stay in senior living is only 28 months. So if you can do things to add months onto the front end, that is a big deal for the proprietors, these community owners. You can build a life that you've always wanted to have where these deals chase you. A senior transition specialist certification, what we're talking about here today. I'm going to show you exactly who to build these meaningful relationships with. When I first started, guys, I went to lunch with anybody that would say yes to me. Wheelchair ramps, ambulatory devices, incontinence products. I sat through some conversations. I'm going to teach you about the 11, we're working on the 12th one right now, of the job title that's been fruitful for me for the past 10 years. I'm going to show you exactly who to talk to, exactly where to find them, exactly what to say, and really importantly for this room, what not to say. You're not going to walk in there and wing it. I know that because I remember those days of trying that and it did not work. But I was stubborn enough to keep going, right? I want you to know it's not by walking in the front door. Even in my 3-day training, it's not by walking in their front door. I want you guys to think about your lives right now. If this just gave you one extra deal a month, what would that mean for your business? You guys did 12 deals a year. You know, if you make 15 grand a deal, that's 180 grand. Not very much effort, right? What life are you building? I hope you're building one that has a lot of free time because tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Here's a student example. That's Ryan. You're going to hear me use the analogy of the crock pot and the vase. And basically a crock pot is a utilitarian, strong thing that's like a real estate investor, a normal one where they just care about the numbers. And then I use the vase. If you know you're a crockpot, I want to help you hire a vase to go out and build these relationships. I love my couples when there's a crockpot in the vase. And I really like it when the wife's the crockpot and the husband's the vase. That's even funnier. I love those. But it happens both ways. This is a great business for couples to do together. But Ryan, let's talk about him for a second. He's the most crockpotty guy I've ever met, right? And he hired two ladies to be his vases because he knew that that wasn't going to be what he would be good at. And in his first, I think it was 45 days, he got two deals done, both with placement agents. He made 40 on one and 16,000 on the second one. The fastest and easiest way to profitability is through partnerships, right? We've got this national buying network that's, they want every house we can bring them, right? We're saying there's no inventory, but this is where I get my inventory. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it says five attributes, there's actually six, of why these are the best leads. You guys want to do that with me? And I'll take the Pepsi challenge with any other lead source. If you got one that's better, come talk to me because I would like to do it. The six reasons why these are the best leads in the industry are very simply this. They're being told by a doctor that they have to move. I don't have to convince them. Their motivation's there, right? In fact, they have pressure on them to get moved. They have a responsibility to their parent to get them moved for their care. So motivation is through the roof. Second reason is about 9 times out of 10, they own the house outright. Is that going to matter?
Yes.
Yes, right? They own the house outright. Sometimes there's a small second or a reverse mortgage, depending on how long they had the reverse mortgage. You know, I would say if you had one, cool, you got to spend your money, right? I don't look at it as a negative. You know, it could stop a deal, but good for mom that she got to live there longer. Very rarely, the third reason, these houses are retail ready. Even if they're clean, I lovingly refer to it as grandma clean, right? She had got the hot water heater. That's replaced. The roof's good, you know, after that hailstorm. She got the roof. But the paneling's in the wrong spots. The kitchen's the wrong decade. They've lived in these houses so long, mom got a new kitchen in 1991.
Yeah.
She's been there so long, she's outlived the kitchen twice. Right? These are houses we can add value to, guys. If every house out there was 2 years old, we wouldn't have much to do in this room. Right? We're looking for houses we can add value to. Remember the Skyline Chili? We were talking about the two things that you can spend your money on that give you more return than you spent. Everything else is less than. These families don't need to be rehabbing their own houses. It's a waste of their time, effort, and money. We're real estate professionals, right? Can we do a $60,000 rehab for $40,000? I hope so. That's our profit. Number four is there's less competition. I usually compete against nobody. When I get referred this way, it's just usually me. Sometimes there's a real estate agent involved, and I've got plenty of ways to show you why our value prop is very different than the real estate agent. The timeline to cash. The fifth reason is the most important. A warm referral from someone in senior living is the warmest transfer of trust I've ever seen. They put me on a pedestal. You could be halfway incompetent and buy a lot of houses when it's referred this way. And I mean that lovingly. And that's also why we spend 3 days in my office. We're going to talk about it in a second to go through this training. Because I can't just turn my leads on to any investor. Ben and I would have a lot simpler time if we could just sell our leads to the nation, right? If I didn't have to care about who got the lead and how it reverberates through the Mom's House channel, my life would be a lot simpler. But we made a commitment long ago to daughter Judy. We try to put her first in every decision, knowing full well that the community needs this and wants this. They want their people to show up with a bag of cash, not a problem. They want them to move in quicker. We know that. We weren't in that sales side. They get us. Daughter Judy gets us. And real estate investors, guys, we're looking for leads just like this. So you add those five reasons together, right? You say, Phil, I want these leads. Great. The sixth reason is, write this down, these leads are free. The best leads in our business are free. And I'll teach you how to build out your 20 is plenty, how to get those oil wells to come directly to you. Some people tell me they don't have time to network. Phil, this is great. I don't have time to network. And I'll ask you this. Have you ever bought a house from a real estate agent? Well, yeah. Well, how did you meet them? Well, I networked. You ever buy a house from a wholesaler? Yeah. Well, how'd you meet them? Well, I networked. Guys, we're all networkers, right? You're just not networking with the right people yet. And I want to help you with that. I want this to not be you when you try it on your own. I spent a decade perfecting this system. I did it way wrong at the beginning. I'm an investor. I'm a realtor. Why aren't you selling me your houses, right? But I knew it was like peanut butter and chocolate. I knew I had to figure it out. It was too good. It was too perfect. I saw it, right? I had to keep going. I don't want you to fail out of the gate. Don't cling to that mistake just because it took a long time to make it, right? Stop making this business so hard. It doesn't have to be. Guys, I've been in real estate over 21 years. I built my first house when I was 20 years old. I started off as a developer and worked my way back to a wholesaler. That's backwards, right? but I learned my own personality. I'm 43 years old. 2 years ago, I decided I'm never going to build new construction again because I was honest with myself and I said, I go through all that trouble because I just want to pick out the colors. That's ridiculous, right? So be honest with yourself. Do you want to be a bandit sign guy? You know? Do you want to be a cold caller? Or do you want to build something sustainable where people love to talk with you? Do you want to build something out that has a 20-year run in front of us right now? I can't show you everything in this hour, guys. In fact, we have a 3-day coming up in our office. We do them once a month. Even that could be stretched out to 5 days. But anyone that's taken my course, there's 5 people in this room right now. Ask anyone that's taken my course, they'll tell you, man, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I'm so prepared now to go out and make this my channel. The Flashpoint system will teach you exactly who to talk to, exactly how to position yourself so that way you're the tool that they use for their business. Everyone cares about what's in it for them, right? We all do. You better believe a social worker and a proprietor of a senior living community are not the same human. You better not have the same elevator pitch for both people. And we're going to go deep into the psyche of all 11 job titles and show you how to build relationships with those people, where to find them, what to say, what not to say, and exactly show you where to find them when it's not at the office. I want you guys to stop thinking like the old school investor models, right? There's a lot of old school thinking still out here in our business. I want you to differentiate yourself from that we buy ugly houses feel. Now, I get it. From a branding perspective, I get why they call their company that, right? But how many times, for me, it's got to be in the double digits. I didn't call them because mom's house is not ugly to me, right? Right. I want to help you guys drive your marketing budgets down to zero. I know that sounds crazy, but that's what it is. Helping others while making a great living, does that sound exciting to you guys? Anybody here? Does that sound exciting?
Yes.
The Flashpoint system is simple. I'm going to show you exactly what you get. It's immediate video download. We're usually going to give you a link here, but today we're going to have you guys go to the back and fill out the form, and then we're going to email that to you. The home study course is included in this. But what you also get is the live 3-day training in my office. Just this week, we had 75 people in my office in St. Louis. No, I do not do it via Zoom. What did Pete say? He was quoting me last night. I'm in the hugs and kisses business. Can't hug you via Zoom. I'm not going to teach you how to do something that I'm not also doing. So come out to St. Louis for my 3-day training. You get 2 tickets. Write that down. Why would I give you 2 tickets? Peanut butter jelly, right. Crock-pot vase. Very good. That's right. If you know you're a crock-pot, I want to talk to you about who your vase might be. Husbands and wives together, business partners together. This is a new channel for your business, and I want you guys to be there together to make this be part of your business. I don't want to train you for 3 days and then send you back home and say, you're my liaison now, right? Have both people come to the training. We've got the system broken down step by step. I want to help you build out your 20 is plenty. That's the list of your list will be very different than your list will be very different than your list, right? Your 20 is your own. You don't have to stop at just 20 people, right? Some people say, I'm going to do 80. Cool, I want you to do that. The idea is that if you make a list of 100, not everyone's going to like you, right? But if you can get it down to that 20 people that know, like, and trust you, you can have a sustainable business in real estate. The call scripts are a big part of this on what to say, how to differentiate yourself, not as an investor and not as a realtor. We go over a lot in our 3 days over how we present ourselves to the world. I have a credibility packet that I want you to use for not only your senior living leads, but all of your deals going forward. Our competition guys walk in the house a lot of times. They don't even have a business card with them. Have you seen these guys? They walk through with their hoodie up, and they get their iPad. They're just taking pictures, and they walk through. I'll send you an offer. I'm like, okay. Right? Don't be like those people. Here's the cost of it, $997. It's a one-time fee, guys. There's no continuing fees. If you even do one deal with this, right, it's going to pay yourself back whatever your average profit is. You get the 2 tickets to my live 3-day training. I'll make you guys a promise right now. If you come out to the 3-day training, at the end of day 3, if you don't feel like you got 10 times your money's worth, I want to be clear there, I'll give you your $997 back. That's how confident I am with this program. You guys want to know an insider secret? The senior living industry needs your help. Their occupancy equals their profits. And guess what, guys? You don't have to pay for these leads. This is a simple process when you have the right training. And I'll teach you exactly where they are, exactly what to say to them, where to find them. It's a very straightforward system. What I like about my system is that you can't use Google to buy it, guys. If I could buy a list of daughter duties via a lead source, I'd be the first guy to line up and buy it, right? You can't do that. You can't use Google to be part of my trusted referral network. And you can't use Google to get behind this circle of trust, this curtain that's in the senior living world. In St. Louis, we have networking groups called SRTs. You're not going to have those in your town, but you can write this down. That stands for Senior Resource Task Force. There's 8 of them in St. Louis. I love all 3 words. Seniors, that's who we help. Resources, that's who you guys can become, along with all those other people that are in senior living, and a task force to put them all together to collaborate with each other. Once they know, like, and trust you, they get together weekly to try to help these families. Here's what I know for certain. People are going to continue to get old in your town, right? I do mean that a little tongue-in-cheek. I know that for certain. And I do know that kids are going to always want the best care for their parents. Guys, this is like a 3-legged stool. Where is mom going to get the best care? What are we going to do with the house? What are we going to do with the stuff? All 3 of those happen at the same exact moment. What I do is not sexy or trendy. It's not a marketing gimmick or a tactic. It's not fly by night. It's going to be here for at least the next 20 years in a bigger way every day. It's growing. Here's a couple of things to think about. There's no monthly marketing cost, right? The ongoing is not there. Think about what if your wife or your husband got to quit their stressful job and do this together, how exciting that could be. I love working with power couples. That's my favorite. I haven't said this yet. There's a couple of you in the room for this next sentence, so I'm glad you guys are here. What I do, I think, is better suited for females than it is for men. When was the last time you heard that about a real estate product? I don't know of many, right? But I really think that because of the word empathy. We used to do live field trips during the 3 days at senior living communities. And the females, when we were there, they'd get down to me, "How are you doing today, Betsy? It's good to see you. You know, I can't, what are you doing today? What'd you eat? The men are over here in the corner like this. Can we go? It's only true. Guys, I am a crock pot, right? But I had to learn how to become a vase to be successful at this. And if you are a crock pot, that's fine. I can still work with you, right? But it's a lot easier if you already have empathy built into you. Yeah, it's a good question. It is possible to be both. It's also hard to be really good at both. The 2 words, a crock pot is like a utilitarian product, right? It's heavy, it's bulky, it does one thing, it simmers, it's just there. A vase is beautiful. You'd hate to drop it, right? It's loving. Sometimes. I've seen it both ways. Do females have the advantage? I think they do in what I do. So, guys, how'd you like to be part of something like this, right? A sustainable business for any economy. Guys, when the market turns, people are going to still get old, right? What I do gets stronger if the economy changes. It's something you can be proud of for your family. It makes deals constantly and consistently come directly to you versus you chasing them. You get a bunch of your time back when you're not in the marketing business anymore. You can drive your monthly marketing budget down to 0. That's a powerful thing. So this only gave you half your time back, right, of not having to do marketing anymore. What would its value be? Imagine your life when the deals chase you. That's how my life is, guys. I usually get them via text. "Hey, Phil, I got another one. Can you be at Bob's house and make an offer?" "Yeah, I can be." That's how I like it to be. You get to feel significant for helping others. That's a good feeling. How to get started immediately, guys, right? Whenever you're ready, head to the back of the room, fill out the paperwork, come to the live training. I'll teach you how to make meaningful relationships with the right people so you can buy houses over and over again. Remember, it's only a $997 startup cost. We used to charge $15,000 to come to this course. So in the fact it's $997, I mean, I know my value here. It's high for you guys. For the first 5.5 people that sign up today, we're going to do a one-on-one coaching call with me. Here's what I want you to do is watch the home study first and then get on that call with me so that way we can spend our time in a positive manner. What I hate is when people call me right immediately and they haven't watched any of it yet. So get back there and start watching that. for those first 5.5 people that sign up, I would want to have that one-on-one coaching call with you before the live 3-day training. If you guys are like me, you're probably like, whoa, I got more questions, right? So let's go over a couple of them. What about questions? How much time will this take to do, right? If I was sitting there, I'd say, well, cool, but how much time will this take? About 3 to 5 hours in the beginning is how long this should take. 3 to 5 hours a week to build these relationships. Do I have to have credit? No. You don't have to have credit. Now, if you want to take the houses down yourself, you need to have banking relationships, hard money relationships, right? All those things. Why isn't anyone else doing this? That's a phenomenal question, right? I'm shining a big bright light on what Mom's House is. Back in 2014, when I was on Bigger Pockets, I was on that show. I didn't say the word senior living one time, guys. If you want to go back and listen to number 71, I didn't say it because I didn't want anybody else to do it. I was small-minded with what we were doing. But now this company's big nationwide, right? Other people are doing it. I won't be in the education business for very long because once my trusted national network is built out, I'm done doing the education side. I'm not an educator. What if you're not a people person? That's bad. You shouldn't do it. Don't do it if you're not a people person, right? And if you are that crockpot that won't build the relationships, I'll show you how to hire the right person. There's a social worker in your town right now that makes 28 grand a year, has been doing it for 10 years, knows everyone in town, is already known, liked, and trusted, and you could double their salary, and they would have a much easier life, right? I can help you hire that person. Can you wholesale these? Yes, you can. Can you keep them as rentals? Yes, you can. Can you rehab and sell them? Yes, you can. How you dispose of the property, guys, is up to you, right? It's your lead source. Here's what I want you to do, though. There's people out there teaching, writing a contract for 30 days with 30 days worth of outs, and then calling the seller on the last day to renegotiate. You know those kind of tactics? You've heard of that kind of stuff? That's bull crap. That doesn't fly with what we do. Or even worse, saying, hey, I didn't wholesale it. Sorry, Grandma. Your bags are packed. It's not ethical. And guess what? Money is there for deals, right? To take these deals down. I can work with you to make sure we don't stand up Grandma, right, with her bags packed. That's the worst thing I would ever have happen. Just do what you say, guys. That's all I'm asking you to do. Will people stop going into long-term care soon? That's tongue-in-cheek again, right? No. 7 out of 10 Americans are going to live in assisted living before they pass away. Do I have to have prior real estate investment experience to be successful at this? You do not. In fact, it helps if you've had a license. It's helped if you've done deals before, but you don't have to have prior experience to do this. In fact, it might be easier for me to not have to unlearn all the bad traits that I have to help you in the 3-day about what not to say. Guys, don't think you're going to walk in the front door. Plus, I'm never going to teach you to walk in the front door. But to walk in there and say, I'm going to build these relationships without this. I listened to the guy. But you're going to do it wrong. You're going to do it the way I did back in 2011. I just want to see that happen. Hi, Ben.
Just turning you up a little bit.
Oh, no, we're good. Well, it's good. I like that. So those fast action bonus, right, those first 5.5 that signed up, I want to reward people to take action, right? The icebreakers copy and paste scripts are included with this. This is a big deal. Knowing what not to say is even more important than what to say, I believe. The credibility packet you see here, you can use this for all of your real estate deals, not just your senior living deals. You know, so the whole package value, right, for $997, with the money-back guarantee that if you are not thinking you got 10 times your money's worth after the 3 days, I'll give you your $997 back. That's how confident I am of this. Guys, I would like to stop here. And if you guys have questions for me, I would love to answer any questions you have. I've been doing this a long time, and I'm sure you have questions. So I'd like to... Oh, yes, ma'am.
Are there any situations where people stay in their
homes? I love that you said that. Her question was, is there ever a situation where people stay in their homes? We feel, so I'm working at the flashpoint, right? That's the moment that they've been told they have to move. So where we think, and I got to talk a little bit last night about where we think the market is headed for us, is a sell and stay model. When somebody moves, they bring in home health care for their parent, that usually lasts between 90 and 180 days. What happened in that 90 and 180 days is that mom passed away. She moved into 24-hour care, or she said, get this guy out of my house, or the girl out of my house, right? They push back. And so we're working on getting to them early to get that house bought to unlock the equity, so that way when they are ready to transition, wherever they go, that they won't have to have that burden on them. So we feel like that's a big part of our future. So normally in senior living, they're being told by a doctor that they have to move. So I'm going to say no for right now, but we're trending that way.
And
should Juana,
you said something about the average time
that
is 28
months.
28
months. Yep.
Is that kind of because they just fail at the very end?
Well, you don't take a healthy mom to senior living, right? Something happened, right? And the number is way lower for men because we wait longer and we die quicker, and it's higher for women. But the blended average is 28 months. 20, a year and a half, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
So, my question would be, say,
you know, mom has a reverse mortgage. Okay, a reverse mortgage is like a regular mortgage, right?
So, I come in and I find out that this person has a reverse mortgage and they need to get out. But yet they're not getting any money because anything that you pay them goes to the reverse mortgage.
Yep.
Are you able to pay them a little bit more so they actually
walk
out with
that?
Or is that like
a reverse mortgage? Depends. It's no different than a regular mortgage. It depends. So if I can pay more, I will, right? I would say, guys, I don't buy the house based on what they owe. And I don't buy the house based on how much. There's this morbid death math that they all do. They're like, I need 280 grand because that's how long we think mom's going to live. It's like, well, I don't buy your house based on that, right? So the reverse mortgage doesn't mean anything to me. It either is or it isn't. And it's no different than a regular mortgage. That's a loaded question that I have to ask 14 other questions, right? It depends on the deal. If I can, I do, right? I would love to give them it's not me just making up money to give them. Mine's based on what the house is. My buying percentage, the rehab number, right? And so I try to, right? I like to get what we call walking around money, right? It'd be nice to have a little bit of walking around money. So and in that case, I really try with their stuff to unlock the equity out of their stuff as well. Yes, sir?
Yep. How do you justify
it is? Yeah. Yeah, great question. In 2017, they implemented a look-back period. 3 years, and now it's going to be 5 years. So people can't protect their assets right at the last second. Protecting your assets is just like planting a tree. You should do it when? Now or 20 years ago, right, they say? And so to answer your question, we're all real estate professionals here. We probably file our taxes as real estate professionals. Whenever Medicaid judge looks at it, as long as there's a well-written, here's why, you know, the assessed value is 100, this offer's only for 60, but if you show them why that rehab is there. They just the judge doesn't go, I think we can paint for less than $4,000. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. He just needs to know that paper's there. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
What do you typically do with them? Because I know that you may not spend much time doing this side of it.
Great question. She asked me, how do I dispose of properties? I was part of a company that was doing 200 deals a year, so we did it all, right? The thing that's scalable is wholesaling. The thing that's really hard is rehabbing. So out of 200 houses a year, we do 40 rehabs, keep about 60 as rentals, and wholesale around 100. Today, I wholesale a lot for a few reasons, guys. I'm building mom's house, right? I'm out building this national company, and the hedge funds are paying too much, so I'm going to keep selling to them. Yes. Yes, you have to come to St. Louis. Nope, I'm not. Come learn from me. I built this, so come learn from me. I built a learning center in my office, right? I built that purpose for a reason. Yes, ma'am. Great question. Her question was, can we purchase them creatively? Like creative financing is what you mean, right? Obviously. Guys, I've left hundreds of deals on the table over my 20 years by not having the creative financing options. And I'm 22, 23 years into this business, and I'm still learning those things. To answer your question, it depends. You're going to hear me say that a lot because there's so many variables, right? What you don't want is sometimes that income from that, depending on how you structure it, could keep them from ever qualifying for Medicaid, which could be good or bad. I'm not a Medicaid expert, We bring those in during our training. I haven't even talked about the three-day training, guys. We do live interviews with COOs and CEOs of big senior living communities, and they're going to say everything that I'm saying here. They're going to regurgitate of how great this business is. There's an attorney we interview, and he says, we need more competent people in real estate to help these investors who are hurting people. Right? We need more competent people. So creative financing is a great option. The answer is it depends on what the family needs for their care. That's right. And in that case, they probably would love it, right? Any other questions on this side? Yes, ma'am.
How often is your
three-day training? We do about once a month. The next one's coming out, I didn't tell you guys, December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in St. Louis. January's 10th, 11th, and 12th. My suggestion is come in the day before. We do a meet and greet before. And that way you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the 9 a.m. to 5 all 3 days. It's like drinking out of a fire hose in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Detroit.
Hi. Follow-up question on the salary model.
Yeah.
Common adages cannot purchase when all their occupants. How do you anticipate building that in for your protection or your model?
You're talking about for the rent back?
Yes.
That's the conundrum. It's like, mom's payment was like $400 a month because she paid so little for it and paid it off. And now you tell her the market rent's $1,800. She's like, what? You know, like their heads explode when they realize the difference. And I think there's a hybrid between the condition of the person, the house, right? Maybe they just take the equity. Because, guys, the houses are worth a lot more than they were a few years ago, right? They take that big number, then they pay market rent. So it could be maybe you don't have to do that math at all. Or maybe they need to mentally think they didn't pay rent for a year and they'd rather have it. It's up to you. So there's not a hard, fast rule on any of it. Yes, ma'am.
I talked about what you've done. I've been to board and talked to them about what they did, taxes, insurance, utilities.
Sure, taking that off their... Yep, that's a good idea. Yes, sir.
You talked a little about private lending, partnering.
Yeah.
How do people engage with you if they come to you for funding or there's something happening?
Yep, they go. They sign up for the course and they come to St. Louis. Yes. Yeah, the SRES designation is good for you. It's cheap. I don't think anybody knows what it means. You have to tell the seller what it means, right?
When I advertise, I am. This is
something I don't know. Sure. It's just like having a license in general. You don't have to have a license to do what I do. So you having a license doesn't hurt. You having an SRES doesn't hurt. Yeah, you don't have to get it. You don't need it to do what I do. I don't even have to have a license to do what I do. Was there a question on this side? Yes, ma'am. Home buyers, right? We've been doing this a long time. Ben built out a community buying group that had 15,000 investors in it nationwide, right? Our Rolodex is vast. People are looking for deals, guys. Finding deals is the hard part, not selling them. Today, that could change. Yep. Sure. Okay. You get in front of a deal, right? You get it under contract, and once you get it under contract, now you need to sell it, right? And so I would have those people that want to buy it. Cool. You can keep it if you want. How you dispose of it? Hold on. How you dispose of the property is up to you. Let's don't muddy this, right? I'm a lead source. When the lead comes to you, you can go, I want to keep this one, sell this one, rehab this. It's up to you. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In buyers. You sure? California invests in the Midwest all day long, guys. China invests in the United States all day long. Any other questions?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I'm not sure I fully understand the public. It sounds like you
might
have a national network.
Yep.
It sounds like you're going to be branding those trusted people as part of your network with your
That's right.
business name and everything. How are you going to... make sure the quality of those people and
they're
doing things right and the relationships
Sure. Great question, right? Just because you bought a course doesn't make you inherently good, right? I think the industry will spit you out if you're a bad actor. That helps me a lot in that. If someone does do something that's against our code of ethics that we have and we all sign, you'll be out of the program.
Okay, so you have the means of...
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. Definitely. Please.
And just to be clear, you're not using the Mom's House logo. You're not a Mom's House.
You don't work for Mom's House. It's your LLC.
We're going to give you a credential that's a badge.
Yeah.
You're not using your marketing.
Yeah. And you become a senior transition. You'll have a designation. It looks good on your LinkedIn. Kind of like an SRES, right? Yes. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
How do I help these people if I'm not able to buy a house?
Right. You can wholesale back into our network is one way to do it. Guys, I wholesale everything too. I did 3 deals in the past, 45 days now. I made $11,000, $33,000, and $36,000. Right? That's a good month. I wholesaled all 3 of them to hedge funds. Could I have left money on the table? Probably. But guys, doing rehabs right now, and you know, who knows what the market's going to do? Zillow's sitting on 7,000 homes that they're going to try to flood the market with here. You know what I mean? Wholesaling's great. Any other questions? Let's keep going, guys. We got questions, don't we?
Okay, one more.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hats.
Hats?
Pets.
Pets.
You know, especially when spouses die, first takes on a little dog,
a parent. Oh, yeah, all the time.
So many people just
in their houses, not pets. Sure. Some communities allow you to bring pets. I was on the Chris Peach interview. You guys can go look up Chris. He had to help his grandmother, who had an 80-pound dog. His mom and dad passed away, so it was on him, and he was only in his 30s. And he said, I didn't realize this was going to be a full-time job for 3 months to find some place for my grandma, because she had an 80-pound dog. So to find a place, it was like, most were like, nope. But that's right. There's a lot of Yorkies in senior living. There's a lot of Shih Tzus. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure, I will. There's a code of ethics to work with us at Mom's House, and so we take that very seriously. Guys, like I said, if we didn't have to do all this training, my life would be so much easier. You know, we really care about daughter Judy. That's who we put first. I know you investors want these deals. Come on, you saw the 6 attributes, right? Who the heck doesn't? Nobody piped up and said, I have a better lead source. Because I've been doing it 22 years. I haven't found one yet. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. Yes, ma'am. We have Facebook groups that are public. You guys can join that right now. There's about 27,000 people in that one. And so we can communicate through that. Anybody else? That was fun, guys. Yes, ma'am.
I'm coming back to the sales thing.
Yeah.
Have you thought about blending that model? Forgive me if I missed this, but blending that with actually building an existing home into an assisted living or a senior community home?
Yeah. I haven't. My days are full with building Mom's House. That is a great idea, right? Even the recovery housing people, how great were they, right? Guys, these houses, what you do with the house is the disposition of it. I don't care what you guys do with it. I'm teaching how to get them, right? And if you want to turn them into an REL, cool, do it. I mean, that's a different business, right? That's a different business. And the Greenos will teach you guys, great, they're great at that business. I do think there's something like that. You know, Ben and I dream big. I don't want to get too muddy on the thing that hasn't been built yet, right? Because this thing that I have is already awesome, right? So someone said we think it's the future. No, it's okay. We think it's the future too, but we're very... Yeah. For lots of reasons. No questions? I figured you'd have questions for me. Anybody? Guys, thank you for being here. Yes, sir.
Yeah,